squatters sell Texas woman's belongings at yard sale, turn her home into a drug den, and basically destroy it. Let's get into this one. How did this happen? Let's take a look. Here we go.
So for those of you who have been following, I had a squatter in my house in Texas while I've been home taking care of my mom. And today I finally got my eviction done, only to find that pretty much everything I own has been stolen and that my house, well, I'll show you some video of how awesome it looks. So just starting with the front door, it used to be black. This lovely pile of trash instead. Yeah, that's a brand new mattress. Or it was when I bought it last year. Here's where I used to have a refrigerator. Yeah, and then here's my kitchen, which is now apparently a junk room. And my chef's pots that I saved and saved and saved that are now just been left in the sink. My kitchen, it actually flowed quite well. And it went through, to the laundry room, which the light's now missing and has no washer and dryer. It does, however, have some rotten and gross food. Yeah, that's amazing. Also, I'd had this painted and had shelves. Somehow the drawers on my wet bar are warped, and I don't know what this gray color is. Come down to the hallway and you can see, oh, look, more trash. Oh, also, every single light in the ceiling has been taken down, and
thermostat, and you pull the wires out. Look, it made a hole.
This is where my Nest thermostat was, and now, yeah, there's nothing. So that's awesome. For those of you who hate landlords, just so you know, this wasn't even my tenant. It was a squatter. Here's my guest room. I don't know what any of this is. And then there's a thing of stinky water in my floor, a purse that's ruined. And some other stuff. I don't know what that is. And then here's my master bedroom that I had painted. Learned to put up wallpaper for. You don't have to like it. I loved it. And now I don't know what this is. Also, this is a bed frame. And this was a brand new bed that was in the box that's now covered in filth and completely stained. And finally, the patio. Where is my mattress that I saved up for so I could get a really nice high-end one? I slept on it 3 nights before I had to go to Florida. So anyway, today's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. I got my house.
Sucks.
And now I have this to deal with. All right. I hope this person who did this steps on a Lego every day for the rest of their life. And I hope I can find some people to come haul all of this off. Yeah, life's awesome. All right. Have a great day.
Have a great day. She is not going to be having a great long time with all that ridiculousness going on, right? I mean, so we'll read the article. Let's read the article because this could happen to anybody. And this is in Texas of all places. I think it was Mesquite, I believe. The thing that got me on this one is that they sold most all of her possessions at a yard sale. Could you imagine coming home? And this is what you're dealing with. Terry Boyette was in Florida caring for her sick mother when a friend called to tell her someone had squatted her Dallas area home. She had previously hired workers to renovate her house, but after she left a painter had broken in and wrecked the place, leaving crack pipes in her oven and needles in a drawer, Boyette told the Post. It took 6 months for Boyette to get her home back. And now she says that her belongings have been either damaged beyond repair or sold. Her belongings did not look like they were in great condition, did they? Nah, it looked ruined, just thrashed. You know, and part of the other reason I wanted to do this podcast is people on drugs, like all the people in the homeless communities that folks say, just give them some housing. This is what happens to housing when people whacked out on drugs take possession for even a short period of time. Because I don't think these people, you know, maybe a couple of months, something like that. And, I didn't see a lot of holes in drywall. This home was actually in decent condition, considering, I know there's, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of damage done. But relative to, you know, even some public facilities I have seen where the homeless, you know, rent out rooms, whatever, they just destroy them. So this whole notion that if you give somebody housing, they're just going to, you know, turn over a new leaf and just start, get sober and, you know, work back their way to society. It's just an absolute complete misnomer. I don't know anything about the background of the people who did this to her, but they're whacked out on drugs, period. And this is the kind of stuff that they do. With her bed now situated in the backyard, a bike and a scooter in her shower, and trash and dirty dishes all over the home. All my stuff has been sold through yard sale and online, Boyette said, adding, apparently he was letting people rent from him. Yeah. I mean, why not? You know, you take somebody else's house, you're not paying any rent. It's, you know, it's squatter arbitrage, right? It just is. They're just coming in, doing shenanigans, and they don't care. It's not their house. They're just going to get booted out. And most of these folks know that the legal system isn't really going to catch up to them. Even in Texas, that's why you're seeing states like Texas, and I think Georgia, and I think Florida, they have been implementing new laws so that you can quickly get these squatters out. And so much of this, I believe, has to do with the drug culture. It just does. You know, these people want to live for free, and they do, and they do their drugs, and now they rent out rooms and sell a bunch of drugs, and the world's their oyster. Why wouldn't it be? Once her friend alerted her to the situation, Boyette called the police to report the break-ins, but claims she was told because the squatter had been there for more than 10 days, she would have to evict him. See, even in Texas, you got this small window where you can get folks out and, you know, get your big contractor and move them out. Boyette had tried to evict the squatter herself with the help of an attorney she hired. The process, however, took months. So these are the repercussions of going to help out your elderly parent. Somebody takes over your home. So that's something I wanted to mention today, that's a reality for a lot of us. You got to go take care of elderly parents. Then, you know, make sure you got your home squared away. Make sure you've got somebody taking care of it. I basically live by myself, and, you know, I've always got somebody looking at my house, whether it's a neighbor or somebody else or somebody staying there or something like that, because there's no way, you know, you just want to come back to this, because it's so ugly with the way that the law sides with these squatters. We had to send the 30-day notice, so he gets the 30-day notice that he's going to be removed. And he got another 30 notice that had to expire. After I sent those, I got a court date in December. And then I went before the judge. The squatter didn't show up, of course. So she granted the eviction. Horrible process. You should just go in day one, tear off the front door, and send the people packing. This whole squatter has right thing is just such a bunch of nonsense. When did we become such ninnies? We got to obey the law. And I don't want to see anybody go to jail, but it almost seems like we're going to have to go through a bunch of vigilante anti-squatterism. You know, you're going to have some states change the rules, because this has gone way too far one direction. She extended the appeal to January because she didn't want anyone to be homeless. This is a judge. She extended the appeal to January because she didn't want anybody to be homeless over the holidays. And I'm like, I'm homeless over the holidays because they're in her house. Squatter's got rights, even in Texas. The squatter was served with his final eviction notice on February 6th and was formally evicted on March 20th. I mean, I wish we had the date of when it probably happened, in early fall? Something like that? Maybe October? Who knows? He has tried to come back, Boyette said. The painter, it sounds like. A spokesperson for the Mesquite Police Department told the Post squatting a home is not as easy as Boyette says she was led to believe. Once they get in, that's the problem. Once they get in Texas, a squatter can claim adverse possession, but this is a very involved process, and it is very involved throughout the United States. Adverse possession, you got to jump through all kinds of hoops. Oftentimes, you have to have been making payments, you got to pay taxes. All kinds of stuff you got to do. And it's rare for anybody to legally actually take land from another person based on the adverse possession process. It requires them having a recorded deed for the property and paying property tax on the property for at least 5 years, or occupying and improving the land for at least 10 years. 10 years. open, and there's some other term I remember in real estate 101. Open, and you're doing it in such a way where it's adversarial, something like that. So, and then the person goes on to say, I've never seen this myself, the spokesperson said. They added, the eviction process is recommended for squatters to ensure that any adverse claims filed are invalid. Boot them out. Throw them to the curb. I don't care. This has become absurd. Squatting has become a huge issue across the country with unwanted guests taking people's homes in New York, Atlanta, California, and across the country. We're seeing it left and right, and we're seeing it with the illegals as well. And then the illegals have all kinds of, you know, charges against them. And what are we doing? Yeah, don't evict them. We don't want anybody to be out without a home. Wasn't their home in the first place? Throw them to the curb. Don't care. Kick them to the curb. That's not inclusive, Sean. No, it's not. On purpose. On Wednesday, the Post revealed a migrant who has been encouraging others to squat in Americans' homes is on the run from authorities. That was our crazy Venezuelan dude, right? See the video of him? He's got snot hanging down his nose. He's crying, ah, they're coming after me. The authorities are coming after me. He's holding his baby. What an irresponsible father and husband, because he's married. And he's going on TikTok saying, this is what we got to do, guys. This is what Venezuelans got to do. We got to take people's homes, squat in them, and you know we'll make them our own, and we get to take them. Literally, he had 500,000 followers. That kind of ridiculousness. He is under the authority of ICE, I believe, at this point in time. He's been arrested, and ICE wants to have a little chit-chat. Just a little scooch of a chit-chat. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation Wednesday to enhance penalties for squatting and allow cops to swiftly remove people from private properties. He really opened that up. He did a nice job with that. But all of you in Florida, you have no idea what a great governor you have. I mean, seriously, he's a great governor. So is Greg Abbott down in Texas. So is Greg Abbott. But I feel like there's more squatting going on. There's more stories about squatting because, you know, Florida, right? We are putting an end to the squatter scam in Florida. I remember that one. Putting an end to the squatter scam in Florida, DeSantis proclaimed in a statement. While other states are siding with the squatters, we are protecting property owners and punishing criminals looking to game the system. Yeah. And Greg Abbott of Texas, he came right out and said, you know, kind of along the same lines, we are ending this ridiculousness. Where, you know, and he went as far as saying that property owners have the right to use force in getting a squatter out. This is governor of Texas. And then a bunch of other entities were like, you know what? You don't really want to follow the governor's words 100%. You know, they're trying to make some excuses for don't use force on squatters. I say, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. That's why I was kind of surprised. And maybe it happened on this one because the squatters had been in for so long. But how do they prove they've been in there? They don't have a lease. You know, there's no sign of utility statements. How do they know how long these people have been in there? Did somebody call, make a complaint? There's squatters in my, I don't know the mechanics of that. But it sounds like by the time she got back, it was, you know, too far gone and it was down this process and she had to follow the legal part of that. This is ridiculousness. It's absolute, just what are we doing? And we've talked about squatters taking over and, you know, renting out rooms and destroying homes. But I think so much of this has to do with the drug culture. It has to do with homelessness. So we've gone from, hey, let's just pitch a tent wherever we want, you know, homelessness, we're going to do that, to, you know what? Screw the tent. Let's just go find a vacant home and we'll bust in. Because it's not that hard to break into a home. It's just not. Kick in a window, tape it up, put a blanket over it. Yeah, what do they care? It's better than a tent, right? And, you know, to get utilities turned on, it's actually not that hard. And then once they've got them on, the landlord can't turn it off because then that would be abuse of the landlord, squatter, tenant law, whatever that might be. Something along those lines. It's just the whole thing has gone so the wrong side. And that's why I want to read a podcast like this, because then that kind of gets people thinking, you know what? It's not like she left her home for a long time. She basically just went to her parent, her aging parent, And she had a painter, and I know you guys have contractors, and you know who I'm talking to. You have contractors that have been on drugs. This could be a thing. Yeah. So, bottom line is, don't have people on drugs in your home. That's a word to the wise. Even people who say, I'm going to kick. I'm going to go to that AA meeting. I'm going to go to that NA meeting, whatever it is. Don't have those folks in your home. It's a liability. Because stuff like this can happen because they have no reason to not do it. What's the worst that can happen? They're already homeless or quasi-homeless, right? Wife kicks them out. I don't have anywhere to stay. Come stay at my house. And it sounds like they were literally just, painting the woman's house, doing a remodel on the woman's house. And they knew her schedule. And they knew she didn't have anybody around to support her. So they just went in and they took what they wanted, just absolutely, did whatever they wanted and destroyed her stuff. And I'd say that house, it's a mess, but you clean all that stuff out. That is not the worst I've ever seen by far. That's not that bad. When you start to see garbage piled up 3-4 feet in the room, maybe to the ceiling, you got rats running around. Things are literally just destroyed, massive chunks out of the drywall, tile ripped out of the bathroom, entire kitchen cabinets ripped out. Those are the houses that are complete remodels or possibly a teardown. Her home, she's going to be able to put that back together, but it's going to take some work and it's probably going to take a bunch more money to get it back into the condition that she had it in right before she left to go take care of her elderly mother. So don't let that happen to you. Do whatever it takes to secure what's yours. And however you want to interpret that, that is just fine. Thank you so much for joining this podcast. Love to have you as a subscriber if you haven't already. Hit that like button if you enjoyed this content. Hit the notification bell. We're dropping 2 videos a day, Monday through Friday, 1 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. Live streaming Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thanks again for being here. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.